Blog Talk Radio. another Kill Will banger.
Just another speaker calling.
Hello.
Hello. Okay.
We are live. You tuned into Air It Out Radio, and this is your girl Jackie Baby.
And I'm 95 North, and we are testing live. Oh, we good? Are we still live? I'm sorry, I can't. You know what? Oh, that's what happened. As per tradition, yes, that's right.
Per tradition?
Well, you can put a little Spanish spin on it. I like the accent. I like the accent. I don't want to be a friend right now, but I like the accent.
You want to be my friend?
Oh, I'm not vibing with you right now.
Oh, man.
Let's just go ahead and introduce our guests, because I got an attitude.
You got an attitude already, and the show just started.
Well,
everybody just tuned in, and 905 North already got an attitude.
That's because Jackie Baby left baby bananas under my pillow. But we're going to get to that. Can we introduce our guest? You know what? Let's start here. If you want to join the conversation, join the show, call in 323-870-3981. Option one to talk, and, you know, you can join in the shenanigans.
The shenanigans today.
Yo, you know what?
I'm going to call out numbers.
What? No, you're not.
Three men, but since I'm a Puerto Rican female, I can take y'all.
Wow, why are you levying death threats? We didn't introduce our guests yet, and you already talking about blowing up people's cars.
First of all, it's been a while, Jackie Baby.
You don't know what I identify as anymore.
Right. What's your race, Max Madness?
You don't know what I identify anymore to just throw me in there. You're not outnumbered.
Yes, listen, I'm Puerto Rican. A lot of people don't know that. I'm Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican.
Hey. My Puerto Rican brother.
I only tell it in certain circles. I mean, you can't let anybody know. I mean, they didn't want you to speak me. I mean, because we got a different language.
Puerto Ricans have a different language.
Yeah.
What's
I don't know it yet. I only know it in sign.
I'm
a bad Puerto Rican. I only know it in sign language. I don't even know it out loud.
You know it in sign.
How do you know it in sign? Can I see a Puerto Rican sign?
Listen, dog.
You know, honestly, I was trying to be.
On the fly.
Why are you showing up, Kayshawn? So, in case y'all didn't know, that's Max Madness, a.k.a. Bullet, a.k.a. that baby looked like passing out in the shelter.
Don't even try.
That is not his baby. Who else we got in here today?
Man, it's Bridge Like CR. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I told him when he's coming up, man, I feel like I'm coming to a family reunion. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah.
It's only right if you guys on my first show when you come back. It's only right.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Jackie Baby is bad.
I said, I gotta come.
Yeah.
I feel a little rusty, but you know. A little nervous.
It looks like riding the bike.
Hopefully, you can drink. You
know,
me up a little bit.
First game of the season.
You know what? I'm just realizing that this is the first show. No, you had the baby on the last time you did a show with us. Did you? Or was you pregnant?
No, this is my
first
show.
Literally, since I've been already out.
Baby.
Wow. Shout out to Rain. I miss you, little baby.
Just a little Rain, yeah.
That's my baby. She's so spoiled.
She is.
Anyway,
she's almost bigger than me.
I want to throw the niceties out the window because I'm hurt. I'm upset.
I heard a rumor.
You heard a rumor?
I heard a rumor. I didn't want to believe it. See, I said, not my Jackie Baby.
Yep.
But I didn't know you were so malicious.
Malicious? That's his. No. He's Puerto Rican. He's speaking Puerto Rican. Don't try to correct. I thought she was about to correct you, bro. I saw the hand movement and everything. I was like, that's Puerto Rican. See, you need to cut it out, okay? You need to be more open to other people's races. Thank you. Wow. You are batting 1,000 this week. So, today, okay, I want some cereal.
Yes.
I head down into the kitchen.
Yes.
Fruity Pebbles with bananas were on my mind.
Of course.
Yes. I mean, come on. How else do you eat them?
How else?
I look on the table, and there's these little mini teeny bananas. So I feel like shots were being thrown at me. Now, I'm not going to lie. I'm not from the Mandingo tribe. Okay?
There's a tribe.
There is a tribe in Africa. You can't visit them.
Oh, okay. The tribe policy.
Yeah. Don't do some man. Anyway, so I feel like she's throwing shots at me all the time. She says, I'll be back in a little while, a lot.
Oh, man.
This is really a small situation. And I feel like everything she says is directed at my junk. Yeah. See, like stuff like that. She'll say, I'm not trying to belittle you. But what does that even mean?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
These are all rumors. You made this up?
These are all rumors.
Just saw the Instagram video.
Okay. Can I ask y'all this?
Yes.
That was the first time I had ever seen it. So watching that video was even extra funnier to me. Because I was like, what the? Are these pops? Like, where did you find them?
Nor did I.
Where did I find them? Under my pillow. It's where they were. You know what? Whatever. I'm not, you know what? I didn't go down to the kitchen for cereal, okay? The banana, the mini bananas was under my, they was under my pillow. And I thought, oh, the kids are playing a joke on me. I'll be back in a little while, she says, and walks out the door.
Well, now you know why I was got attitude.
Wow. So you heard it right here on Air It Out Radio. She just aired it out.
It's online. It's got
wow.
Don't be right.
Yeah, if it's online, it has to be true. Right. So this is why I've decided to unveil the Statue of Liberty.
The Statue of Liberty. What's the Statue of Liberty?
What is the Statue of Liberty?
The Statue of Liberty is the greatest, and I feel like the, you know, heaviest new move out on the market. I feel like I've coined the Statue of Liberty. I got trademarks coming in. Also, Statue of Liberty t-shirts, www.statueofliberty.net.
So this is a sexual position?
This is not just a sexual position. This is a sexual experience.
Oh, my God.
So every time you go to New York, you're going to be like, Statue of Liberty. And that's what I want. I want the world to say that. You know what I mean?
It's one of those things where she's going to look at the other statue and just like, you ain't nothing.
Yeah. You know, I feel like I'm single-handedly turning the Statue of Liberty into a sex symbol.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like not just a symbol of freedom. Not just a symbol of freedom. A symbol of sexual freedom.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
So
this is how the sexual Statue of Liberty goes, okay? Everybody follow along because I'm only going to do this once.
Oh.
We're going to go arm up, right? Like you're holding the torch. There you go.
Yeah.
So you're going to lay her flat down on the bed, you know, missionary, have her hold her legs up.
Oh, wow.
You're gonna, yeah, there you go. Yeah, this is going to get interesting. So then you bring your arm close to your chest like you're holding the book. So you got one arm up and you got your book, your Statue of Liberty book, right?
Uh-huh.
2 feet firmly planted next to each other. And make sure your ankles are touching, okay? Because we want this to be real. Now, you can wear sandals if you want. Preferably sandals. If you don't have sandals, that's okay. So you want to look her in the eye. She's looking you in the eye. You want to look her in the eye. She's looking you in the eye. You want to measure. You want to make sure you got the hole right at the right position. And you want to fall forward. Boom. Statue of Liberty. Just flat. Boom.
Head right in.
Yeah. Boom. Boom. Yep. Thank you.
Wait.
Huh?
This sounds a little dangerous.
It is. Extremely dangerous.
Is that the finishing move?
That's it. That's it. That's how you do it. So that's what you want to do. That's the Statue of Liberty. www.statueofliberty.net.
We need more detail.
Do y'all mind if we delve into y'all personal life?
No, not at all. I think we're all the way there already.
Okay, so when this move occurred,
mm-hmm.
from your perspective.
Oh, this has not occurred yet.
Oh, it hasn't? Okay. I thought this was already.
I was going to sneak it up on her. I was going to sneak it up on her. See, what I was going to do is I was going to stand up on the dresser.
From the top rope?
From the top rope, bro. Demond Dudley. I was going to, you know what I mean?
This sounds nice.
You know.
She's a little bit.
Wow, she called me fat.
I ended up in the hospital. You know why.
Wow. I just felt like that was so uncalled for.
I didn't call you fat. I said dense.
Dense and fat is the same thing. You call somebody dense when you don't want to offend their delicate sensibilities. And I have a lot of dense. Yes, I do. Wow. You are batting 1,000. First, you attack his race.
It sounds like you're going to hurt yourself upon landing.
No. See, what you want to do is you want to make sure you.
Well, there's a soft landing.
Yeah.
All right.
So you want to make sure you get your shoulder and your elbow right between the thighs, because that'll slow you down. That'll slow down your descent.
I might get hurt, but I'm
concerned for the moment.
But isn't that a risk? Isn't that a risk we're willing to take
no.
for science?
She thinks you're science.
Thank you, science.
That's different when you put it that way.
When I put it that way, right?
It's a lonely road where no man is going for.
Exactly. I feel like I'm adding a page to the Karma Sutra. I feel like the Karma Sutra, I feel like the people that wrote it 30,000 years ago going to reach out to me in my dreams. Right. They're going to be like, we want to write a new book. And we want to include the Statue of Liberty.
No.
That's right. Now, if I make your mark on the world, thank you so much.
It's all about getting remembered.
That's how it is.
It's on me. It's on the world.
But of hers. You know what? What can you do? Tiff is in the building. Bridge Life Tiff is in the building. Welcome. You're right on time. We're here talking about the Statue of Liberty.
Email here to help me out.
Well, you don't need the help.
Maybe not, but I can have somebody, you know, brainstorm with me.
So once she gets her microphone, we're gonna fill her in, because I feel like, you know what, you have her here to help you out. Apparently, you haven't been throwing no shots at nobody's race. Apparently, you haven't been leaving little bananas.
Well, I know this. Y'all better edit this right. You seen what happened to Roseanne? That's all I'm gonna say. Edit this right.
Make sure it's no. It's me just going. Of course, we should keep her running.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Then we
could.
We don't know what that is, Black Bag. Max got some, yo, it's some stuff in here. Like, I think I touched his bag and I got pregnant. Like, I feel like it's some dangerous stuff in that bag. So, Tiff, what we were talking about was the Statue of Liberty. Okay? The Statue of Liberty is a new move for the bedroom. That's sure to bring the light to millions and millions of people.
Okay. Sure.
I feel like it should be added to the Karma Sutra because it's so invigorating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is your man gets up on the dresser, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go ahead and raise that right arm like the Statue of Liberty.
Okay.
We're going to take that left arm. We're going to tuck it close like he's holding a book.
Okay.
You know what, fellas? Get a book. Hold a book when you're doing this, because I feel like it's going to be better for you.
Oh, my. Bad idea.
It's not a bad idea. It's not. Well, can you let her have her own mind? Yeah, hold a book, right? Because you want it to be authentic. Because if you're going to wear the sandals.
If you want it to be authentic.
If you got open-toe sandals, wear the sandals. If you don't have sandals, yeah, the Jesus sandals. If you got the sandals, wear the sandals. If you don't got the sandals, you can get the sandals from Five and Below. Well, I feel like the toga would take away from the wind, because I want to feel the wind on my sweaty body as I'm flying towards the bed. Okay?
Okay.
So,
now, wait, have you heard
explaining?
I mean, have you heard the ingredient?
Why wouldn't there be flying? It's a question.
Right now, we're in the dresser, so that's the
okay.
As we got.
All right, so arm up, book in, Jesus sandals on.
Mm-hmm.
So you laying there, missionary, knees to the sky, right?
Together.
Ankles, well, his ankles are together. And he's going to jump. He's going to hold his position all the way down, and he's going to land softly
into the drop box.
You are right.
With all the good mess.
I'm trying to figure out what, like,
bad idea, right?
Bad idea. First of all, we drink too much for that. Like, y'all
I felt like it's a perfect, like, drunk move, though.
No, you're not going to make it. Like,
you're not going to make it.
Not every
drunk move. That takes a lot of precision.
Yes. You're not with me.
So, question.
All right.
I do have a question.
I'm taking questions.
I've been wondering the whole time while you were telling this story. Is this position switchable? Because the Statue of Liberty is a girl. Can she come off the top rope and land on us?
Whoa. Well, would you? I mean, come on.
Possible?
Who's doing that? And how are you going to do a split when you got to keep your ankles together?
Well, how are y'all keeping your ankles together?
Because you move everything in front of your side.
Oh, my goodness.
And then you just jump. Yep. You don't want stuff to get loose and start.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to try it tonight, and I'll post the results of it.
In the world, shit. Like, I'm just saying.
If it's successful,
uh-huh.
I got you, brother. I feel like science needs this.
Because we wouldn't have penicillin if somebody didn't say, oh, what's this fungus?
Right.
Let me.
Somebody left out a moldy sandwich.
And now we have a cure for a lot of stuff.
So it's coming out of this, like, this is science.
Yeah,
I feel like if it doesn't work the first time, we go back to the drawing board, tweak a few things, and then we attempt it. My man. attempt it until it works.
So the girl has to make it for her.
Her leg's open.
She don't have to do nothing. It's later.
Cool. You just got to beat you to the landing zone.
No.
All right, so what about the Eiffel Tower? We going to shoot that down, too?
Yeah.
Wait. Well, that was my next one. So you got me there. Well, it's a memorial. The Abe Lincoln.
Abe Lincoln is we sitting down, chilling, hands on the left.
I feel like that's what
they
memorial. What's the tall one in D.C.?
They got to come down like the bird shit.
What's the tall one? I feel like this is getting more and more violent. But this is what science is. Science is violent. And then after enough people have died, we have science.
The cure.
That's what it is.
We have a cure. You rats are going to go bald, okay?
That's what I'm saying. Thank you. Some monkey's going to die before everything gets, you know, where it's supposed to be. It's how I feel.
You're going to die for this shit.
I feel like a martyr. You know what I mean? You know what? I'm doing this for all of you. I'm doing this.
He's a hero.
Not all heroes wear capes, Matt.
Not
all of them wear capes. And I feel like if I pull this off, I'm going to go down as the greatest Statue of Liberty performer in the history of life.
Okay.
I think they might put a mini me next to the real Statue of Liberty.
But you know.
You pulled in a book with your Jesus sandals?
Oh, yep.
We're going to petition for that.
We're going to say, this woman standing here by herself, we need to put 95 North right here next to her.
So she don't be lonely.
With my little baby banana penis, I think it's going to be popping. That's going to be like amazing.
Yo, where did you find? I'm serious, yo. That was the first time I ever seen that ever before in my life. Yes, I've never seen those.
That's what I'm saying. She had to look for those bananas to put them under my pillow.
If you don't know what bananas we're talking about, they're on my IG. That's Chatty Baby. J-A-C-Q-U-I-E.
Do they have a different name?
95 North.
They're called 95 North Bananas. That's their new name.
How about that? I don't want to sound racist. Is it a Spanish thing? Or is it like...
Maybe. It might be Jamaican. But that might have been racist.
Speaking of which.
It's summer in Philly when?
Right now.
So how do we identify summer in Philly? The rashes.
When niggas start shooting.
Oh, man.
No, they be shooting in the winter.
Let me get my creative juicy small. Let me think, man.
Summer in Philly?
Yeah.
Summer in Philly.
Man, yo, summer in Philly.
I was going to say the shooting, too.
Yeah, that's real.
People don't know how to act when it gets nice outside.
Yeah. Oh, and you know, summer in Philly, if I don't hear that Will Smith song, Summertime, it's not summertime yet.
There you go.
No. It's not.
If you don't see the girls with the short shorts and the Uggs, not summer.
That's just crazy.
Summer with Uggs in summer. What? All right. See, I don't want to change the subject. I'm going to save this question for later. I'm a faster trend trying to sneak its way back in. And that ain't summer.
Which trend? I mean, which fashion trend?
The fanny. What is going on with fanny packs nowadays? Is that? Were they ever in for it?
Right, it done.
You know what? I've been seeing that a whole lot. A purse is a purse to me.
Right.
I just feel like I don't think that's okay.
Yo, you know what I saw? Like, somebody put up this picture. I don't know. It was one of the basketball players. They was going to the game with one of them bags. I'm like, all right, if that's your twist, all right, but I'm not going to a basketball game where I'm about to play with no damn purse on.
You see him? Like, sneak disses in real quick.
Yeah,
we all know which player.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. You know I was rooting for.
First of all, he come into Philly and he will fucking dunk on you.
No, listen,
he will dunk on you.
I've been rooting for him for the last 2 years.
Don't be throwing sneak disses.
It's not that little sneak.
No. If you're gonna say it, Addy.
That's all I'm saying. Because it was two of them with it. Yeah, I mean,
if you're gonna say it, Addy.
They both might come to me.
Whatever it has
label,
I don't even think it's popping. It has a label, they wear it. Like Gucci Mane.
Yeah.
He has like a
Bahama Breeze.
But he always been weirdo with fashion, though.
But that's a little bit.
I miss Fat Gucci, man. People getting them Balenciaga sneaks. Them Jones is weak. Like, I'm sorry. The heel come all the way out the back like a damn Porsche or something. Like,
listen.
I can't afford them, so I can't hate.
You know it's summer in Philly when the fake Jones come out.
Yes.
Yeah. I know it's summer when 52nd Street got all the vendors out there. You drive down 52nd and Market, and it's 17 tables all the way down, and everybody's selling the same Jordans.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's summer in Philly.
No, you know it's summer in Philly when you hear the
reggaeton
at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Bro, right.
Hey, wait,
no. Kids outside still?
Yes.
All right. First of all, I want to say this, and I want to say this from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to take my metaphorical sunglasses off in my little Wayne moment right now. If you have a Honda Civic or Acura with a pipe on it, I hope you die.
Okay. So,
you know, I can't take it. It'd be like 2 o'clock in the morning. You're.
And then they'd be changing gears.
Like, it's not a stop sign right, like 10 feet away, bro. Like, the stop sign is right there. Why does the car have to be that loud?
That's how you know it's summer in Philly.
Okay. I can say that's probably like the best one.
They pull them cars out?
Yeah. Everybody got their rims. Yo, it's real out here in these Philly streets.
Yeah.
And with that, I think Jackie may be ready to take a break. So since she's ready to take a break, make sure y'all get these calls ready. Call in, talk to us. Y'all think she put the bananas under my pillow on purpose? Because she has to find the bananas at a specialty supermarket to bring them to the house to put them under the pillow, because I just don't think the kids are doing it. I think it's her. So make sure you call in 323-870-3981. Press option 1 to talk. We want to hear from you. When is the summertime in Philly to you? What do you think about the Statue of Liberty and or other sex move we have coined here tonight? Please call in. Talk to us live. AirItOutRadio.net. Shout out to Fire Chick. Let's go. Let's talk with Jackie Baby.
Yeah. 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 Wolves in the life thing. That's the way you try to do it, you know? Yeah. Heavy crown for a heavy weight. But why Philly the uptown though? You know? This rap shit. Shout out my nigga Don. I'm even spit just like I forte, you know? Yo. Bars and bars, but this is what I'm great for. Make more, sleep late, I'm trying to grace for.
Yeah.
Why niggas like to wait for? Opportunities knock, I can't relate for.
I can't relate.
And me, I made my tapes for. And together with shit, that's the same store. Smoking wet and we swore that we should wage war. Or some niggas older, what's on my same club. And dreaming I can touch a mill. Fuck a deal, sell away, cause see my hustle real. Heavyweight, hard body, how your muscles feel. When you flex, get a check and cop another wheel. I'm on the block on chills, missing my mother's still. Got a show, what I know, and we talking skills. I seen it grow from some shit that I was trying to build. The architect up next, the blueprint of himself.
Yeah.
The cross tears of a hustler. Years under pressure, I'm prepared for the rushing.
Ready.
Rich niggas done it, with everything they wanted. Cribs for their cousins, trying to push the button. On some dudes who was frontin', and his game of throwing stunting. I'm talking this, I'm talking that, but what they wasn't. On the strip, trying to get their names buzzing. I'm a king, see my heavy crown crushing. And it dust, when it dust, that's where we left them.
We left.
I can rap so quick, and that's a blessing.
That's a blessing.
But when I rap, it ain't free for that session. So when I charge for a take, it's a message. And for your spot in the book, it was destined. But where it's at, that's a whole different question.
Nah, man.
So what you do, what you make to make a session? I'm in my own world, on a whole nother level.
Feel me?
As the seasons rotate, my while the planet Earth set. I'ma see some old shit.
Can't stop.
And don't wait for yours. You need to go take. Demonstrate on these things like a cheese. Hustle hard, never stop. That's how we play. I'm so silly like a motherfucking cheesecake. Live summers in my city, trying to replay. In a verse with a word, whatever we say. 19 with a dream like a king. Seen on the scene with a fiend for that queen. I paid the price by the beans, so what you mean? I put myself on all facts and no schemes. I'm in plan, self-advance, I got a different stance. I'm trying to get it, how we live is so we took a chance. Getting money, but you niggas wanna fucking dance. What's the price that you paid for them little pants?
Let me know.
Yeah, and making moves in this life thing. 2 fives and 2 twos up in this dice game. Double up on your bet, cause that's a nice thing. It's what I did, how I live, I'm a night king. Deeper left than before, so my life changed. Getting wise, getting old, but I invite age. I'm living for my seeds now, see the price raise. It's how I started for my mommy, and she got wage. Getting money on the deli with the right plan. And I'ma give it to my sight and more. And that's for damn sure. We have some taste in the streets, nigga. Like we ain't need a damn store.
We ain't need it.
So nowadays when they ask what's the going rate, I'm like, niggas get a bean for a single taste. Was in the game trying to catch a break from 98.
Damn.
But yo, anyways, I hope you trying to pay. I'm an artist, nigga, starving while I'm in the state. From the love that you show, now I'm serving plates. We sell every fucking thing we make. By the streets, by the water, tell what they say.
Yeah. No. Like, you know, stop you to ask me, like, you know what I mean? What's these words, you know? It's worth my time, you know what I mean? So my phone ringing right now, like, to be honest with you. You know what I mean? But you know what it is, you know? It's a going rate. Make sure, you know, you see independent artists out there grinding. Make a little chop stuff or whatever. You know what I mean? You just came out of H&M buying a bunch of shit that don't even fit you, you know what I mean? You know, why don't you support, you know what I mean, support something that might be live, you know what I mean? It's like rolling the dice. You know, I know I'm dope. It is what it is. Proof is in the pudding. You know, but I'ma let y'all do what y'all do. Keep doing what I do. If it don't make dollars, don't make sense.
That beat was so much.
And we are back. You're listening to Air It Out Radio. This is Let's Talk with Jackie Baby, and I'm your girl, Jackie Baby.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Fine as ever. And it's your boy, 95 North, the, you know, the maker, the one, the pioneer of the Statue of Liberty, the greatest sex move to hit the market since the Kama Sutra first came out in the 1300s. Is that accurate? I feel like it's accurate. Whatever. Who we got in the building? Who we got in the building?
Oh, man, your boy, Mad Max Bullet. A.K.A. Girl, that baby look like Pastor Johnson. Don't even try it. Not niggas. I ain't the one. You got to get tested.
Who else we got?
Not to share nothing. Sorry, no, I'm lying.
Alimony checks.
It's Bridge Life E-Test. You know, they call me Money. I'm here. We out here. Jackie Baby 95. Let's get it.
Can I have a dollar? I heard
my... Bridge Life C-R, you know what I mean? Big Shim, you know what I mean? In the building. You know, let's talk, man. Jackie Baby, 95.
That's right. That's
man.
Bridge life in the building. Tell me a little bit about you. What y'all do? What's Bridge Life stand for?
Well, you know, the Bridge Life just stand for building and connecting. You know what I mean? You know what bridges do, like where it might be something dividing, you know, two civilizations, two worlds from each other. You know, what you got to do, you got to build a bridge, you know what I mean?
Right.
And that's what we all about, building bridges. Like, you know, we started it as a clothing line or whatever, but also we said we got to make it more than that. Like, we got to make it something that, you know, is positive within, you know, not even just the black community, but wherever we can help, you know what I mean? Because it's bridge life, so it's for everybody, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. We've been fortunate to... you know, be able to have done that the last couple of years since we started. So it's looking bright, you know what I mean?
All
right,
and
money.
You just handed me some Spanish.
Yes.
Spanish
milk,
Spanish snow gold. So they represent everybody
for real. Right, right. And that's what I was trying to get at with that. I said, you know what? All right, let me try something new. You know what I mean? I'm going to reach out to the Latino community. Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Puerto Ricans of the world.
And it's funny because, let me tell you, when I was doing it, right? So, you know, I'm trying to make sure the translation correct. And I did it one way, and I had to go holler at my man, like, is this right? Like, he's like, no, you got to say it this way or whatever. So I had to go back, change the logo around, and you know what I mean? So I wanted to make sure it was right because I didn't want to put it out. And, you know what I mean? Everybody be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah. No, they'll come for you. It's that year.
Right.
You can't say nothing racist.
Right.
I'm still going to do it, but you can't. You know what?
Yeah. Still talking about midgets, though, right?
We trying to get away from the whole midget incident of 2016, okay? That was, you know, some crazy.
The midget debacle.
The midget catastrophe of 2016. We trying to get away from that because I feel like, you know, midgets are half people too. So here we go. No, it's Max. It's him. Why
are you trying to belittle them?
That's who they grow them bananas for.
That's who grows them.
Max, why did you bring up midgets? You know we trying to get better.
We started this show talking about
bananas. I'm telling you, that's not small feet. That's hard to do.
Wow, she is still going. See what I'm talking about? And that's the type of stuff she say to me in the house all the time.
I believe you,
right? You believe me, right? You heard how good she was at that? How fluent it just came out?
I didn't catch it. It was just
it was sharp. It was sharp.
They talking about some little shit.
Right.
And little did they come.
Right. Some little nigga peed on the front of the toilet. And I know who it was. Well, we got a 6-year-old in the house. You're not even going to blame him? Why are you looking at me? Look me right in my eyes. Max, what you got going on, Max?
Man, listen, bro. I'm trying to do too much. You know what I mean? But I'm not doing as much as I used to, if that makes sense.
It does.
Last year, I was on 4 different networks trying to do 4 different types of shows and shit. That was too much work. I'm sorry, y'all, for cousin. That was too much work, man. You gotta center yourself. So this year, I'm probably only gonna do 3 networks. I don't know. But no, I'm trying to focus more on the comedy now. I've been since we've last seen each other. I've jumped into the sketch comedy thing. I'm trying my an attempt at acting. I don't know because learning lines is hard for me because I just think off the fly. I say crazy stuff, so they be like, man, what? You ain't stick to the script. I'm like, listen, man.
The script
needs a little bit of.
Sorry, it needs a little work.
A little hurrier. So, you know, and that's the type of stuff.
Right.
I'm like, how does he come up with this type? No,
mm-hmm.
I'm just joking. No, but that's all I've been doing, bro. I'm working on creating these new shows, more content for the people. I'm trying to get more comedy sketches out because that's where I see myself heading towards. Everybody keeps trying to get me back into music. I don't have the same love for it.
I'm sorry, but you tore it down.
I don't have the love for it that I used to. That's what everybody tells me. That's always what people tell you to hype you up. Like, yo, no, but you built it.
Oh, she did, though. It was a problem. Everybody was like, oh. And they didn't even put us in the video. You did so good. Like, they cut out everybody that had some type of African descent. They cut them completely out. Yo, I hosted the whole night and wasn't in one shot of the whole shit. I performed, I hosted, you killed the freestyle.
All
and because you set us back 200 years with that fucking freestyle.
What y'all don't know is why, see, because y'all saying they don't even speak English, so it was just a performance. What you didn't realize is I was speaking Puerto Rican back then. Just doing gestures with the rap.
Aha.
Yo.
Aha.
Came up the anthem.
it all makes sense now. Uh-huh. I feel like I discovered something new.
Because when you see us, you can't just know off of sight.
Right, right, right.
You don't know what I am.
You know what? That's true. And you can't just assume somebody's what they are. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so I'm proud of you for representing the Puerto Rican people.
Listen. That means so much to me coming from a great hero like yourself, man.
You better stop it.
The innovator.
You better stop it. I don't want to cry.
Charlie had to do this in front of y'all.
Tim, can you just tell us what you've been doing? Because I can't tell us what you're doing.
This is monumental.
I'm with the Bridge Life movement, like moving and shaking. We just trying to, you know, vent, get it out there. You know, support everybody that supports us. And that's what it's about, love, peace, positive vibes. Like, that's what we're about, yeah.
Is it about drama in the LBC?
No.
No? Did you know it was so much drama in the LBC?
I did, and we don't do it.
Oh, man, that's crazy. Hey, 1, 2, 3, into the full Snoop Doggy Dogg and Max Madness at your door.
Great,
you know, about the focus stuff. Yeah. Oh, it's about to go down. I'm going to statue that ass on the double by double. Oh, girl. Ain't nothing but a peace thing, baby. Got Jackie, baby, going crazy. Air It Out is the radio that pays me. Unfazable, so please don't try to phase me. Oh, it's going down. Now back to the lecture that hand. I'm going to put that booty in my right hand. I don't know what's going on right now.
That sounded like a bomb.
Yeah, that did. I was actually throwing shots to see if she was serious. Like, oh, yeah, okay. You know what I mean? Like, you know what? Science. That's all she got to say to me, right? I just say science. That's all I'm saying. Come on, Jackie, baby, science.
So I don't know why. I got an answer right here. Yo, your song with Flacco, OBA Flacco, man. That's my jam. Like,
yo, we went ham.
That's my jam. Like, that get rotation on my phone all the time. Like, real rap.
I can't wait to drop this album. It's coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm working on it. So, you know, it ain't about me, though. It's about y'all. But I definitely appreciate it.
It's about all of us. We have two.
I'm just here. I'm just here to,
well,
to,
family, man.
To rap.
I'm just here to rap.
I'm trying to get Jackie baby pregnant again. Oh. She keep telling me we can't afford it again. My daughter getting so big, and I love her little smile. Jackie baby drives me. I'm like, oh, come on, baby, let me Statue of Liberty, you. Oh, that's I dropped my first album, Starving Artist. A lot of big moves after that, going on tour. So I got fired today. So, you know, I got a lot more free time. Good thing I started a business. Yeah.
What you want to say about the company and your boss, maybe? What you want to say about
it?
You want to say nothing?
I can't say nothing about the company? No. All right.
Give him 5 seconds. Five seconds.
Say
something about the company.
First off, fuck you. Westside, when we ride, come equipped with this. You say to be a player, but that's all I want to say about
there
the company. That's it.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
You gotta air it out when you get fired, man. You got to. You know what I mean? Right. Yeah, you gotta air it out radio.
You know what? I was actually happy I got fired. I was relieved because I didn't get shot. So I was like, you know what? I'm not dead.
Right.
I have a business. So, you know, it's not like I was gonna work there for long anyway.
Right.
You know, they just sped up the process a little bit. Like, oh, yeah, bro, guess what? Here's your pink slip. Well, it happens.
Cool.
It's not really a loss.
No, it's not at all. Well, a little bit. But not a whole lot. Mm-hmm. But I got Jackie, baby.
You got me.
Winning.
Meow.
So
yes.
What are we going to do in 20 seconds?
Can we Statue of Liberty?
No, you can't. Statue
of
Liberty.
I'm saying for science.
No.
All right, June 22nd, we're going to be at the New Style Entertainment Complex for the Battle at the Complex. It's going down. Yes, those are sound effects.
Sorry.
It's going, yes, 1640 West Hunting Park Avenue, new style complex. We got a lot of dope talent. Jackie Baby is one of the judges. Yay. A&R Buzzy Baggin will be in the building. It is going to be a great night, so make sure you get your slot. Contact at New Style New on his Instagram. That's New Style New. He's one of the greatest boxers in the world. Yeah, just please go over there. Calm, cool, collected. That man is a ticking time bomb. Do not do it. So just go over there and have fun. $500 you will win if you are the best rapper. I'm not allowed to compete. Well, rapper, performer. Oh, yeah, because R&B acts are welcome. Yes. And spoken word poetry is welcome, too. I'm just kidding. I don't think nobody wants to see that.
Coming in with your poems.
Yes. Yeah.
It's all about the performance, though. I've seen some puppets.
Music.
Right. I've seen some puppets.
We
want to
hear some trap music.
I'm going to give y'all something right now. Here we go. Y'all ready for my poetry?
Wait, what is your poet name?
Hold it.
You have the same rap name.
No. My poetry name is El Flaco. All right. Jackie Baby, can you bring El Flaco to the stage?
Flaco, please come to the stage. Flaco, please come to the stage.
That's El Flaco.
Oh, El Flaco.
Okay. Gracias, mommy. I can't read English. Okay. So, I just want to say thank you for giving me opportunity to say my raps. Okay, 60 seconds. Oh, shit. Okay. A chicken goes cluck cluck. A rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo. And that's all the time we have for this week. I'm 95 North. That's Jackie Baby. Liz Rochet. We want to thank Fly Chick, Air Out Radio, for having us our first show. We will see y'all next Thursday. Please drop y'all handles. Where can we reach y'all?
Max Madness 215 on everything. If you find me on Facebook, you find me.
BridgeLife_E_Tiz.
BridgeLife_Shiar. That's Shiar.
And I'm 95 North. You can find me at 95 North on Instagram and on everything.
Spell it out.
And I'm your girl, Jackie Baby. That's JACQUIE on everything. That's Instagram, Facebook, Jackie Baby. So it's Jackie Baby twice on Facebook and on Twitter. Until next week.
And we'll go back.